On the line with me now is the man responsible for taking Nash Holos into international syndication and in the process introducing Ukrainian music and culture to a new audience of radio aficionados around the world. His name is Keith Perron, and we go back a long way. Keith helped me get back on my feet behind the mic when Nash Holos resumed broadcasting back in 2000 after a four-year hiatus. He was with me for about a year, teaching me the controls and offering on-air tips. What I learned from him served me very well after he left to pursue broadcast opportunities in Asia in 2001. After Keith left for China, we exchanged the occasional email, and a little over a year ago, he called me to offer an opportunity to syndicate Nash Holos on a shortwave radio station based in Miami, Florida. Now, how could I refuse? An opportunity to share Ukrainian music and culture with a new audience, and to work once again with a veteran broadcaster of unparalleled talent and skill. For all his outstanding accomplishments, though, Keith is actually very modest. So I'm taking advantage of this opportunity to toot his horn and to introduce him to those of you who may be wondering about the guy who's taking Nash Holos and me to new heights in radio land. So I'd like to introduce you to Keith Perron, who joins me now from his studio in Taipei, Taiwan. Keith, thanks so much for coming on the air here on Nash Holos.
No problem, Paulette. And the only thing I can say is toot away.
Well, I want to thank you, Keith, for all you've done over the past year to introduce Nash Holos to listeners who might otherwise not have discovered the program. And we'll come back to that, but I want to get back to your broadcasting career. You've been at it a long time. When did you start, and where did you go?
Well, when I started, wow. I think the radio bug probably hit me when I was maybe 8 or 9 years old. And I remember listening on this very old shortwave radio that we had at home, listening to Radio Moscow, listening to Radio Ukraine International, listening to the BBC World Service, and saying to myself, you know, this is what I want to do. And probably when I was 16 or 17, I landed a job as a gopher in a local AM station in Montreal, just doing little odd jobs, doing mainly technical stuff, because that was the aspect of radio that I really enjoyed. And then one day, out of the blue, I met a guy that was working for Radio Canada International, David Smith. Up until that point, I had done a little bit of on-air work, not that much. But he was going to go on work assignments for RCI. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, he said, you know, we still haven't found a replacement. Do you want to do it? I was absolutely godsmacked because I didn't have any formal training in it. And I was probably maybe 19, 20 at the time. And I went, oh, hell yeah. and I still have some of those recordings. And when I listen to them now, the only word I can use to describe them, I can't say it on the air, but they were just awful. But they liked me enough, I don't know why, when I think back, why, you know, that after he returned, they offered me some more summer replacement work for the different services that Radio Canada International used to have at the time, like for Africa, the U.S., Latin America. And that was it. That's how I started my use the term professional career as a broadcaster. After my contracts were not renewed at Radio Canada International anymore because of massive budget cuts around 1992, I then found my way to Havana, Cuba, where I was working for Radio Havana, Cuba, the external broadcasting service of Cuba. And then in 1996, I ended up in Europe, freelancing for Radio Deutsche Welle and Radio Netherlands. Did that for a bit, and then went back to Montreal, did some work on some local stations. And then one day, I went to Vancouver just to visit a friend of mine I hadn't seen in 10 years and decided when I was there, you know what, I'm going to go back to Montreal, pack up my things, and move back to Vancouver.
And then we connected at CHMB. You were there for about a year, and off you went to China.
Yeah, then it was one of those things. I mean, maybe I've been lucky, but I always seem to be at the right place at the right time. And when I was offered the job to go to China, it was something that I couldn't turn down. you know, and then I did something which I'd never done before, and that was to open up a cafe.
A cafe.
Yeah, a real cafe, you know.
Where you drink coffee and have sandwiches. And
yeah, drink coffee, have sandwiches, have drinks, and it was located in a very predominant art district that's in Beijing. It was called Moi. And I enjoyed it immensely because I didn't have to wake up every day at 4 o'clock in the morning to do a morning show.
Mm.
And I didn't have to think every day, what am I going to do the next day? What am I going to do the next day? So I was still freelancing, but I was doing something else,
mm-hmm.
you know? And again, what happened was there was this guy that came into the cafe and he was in the music industry and knew media people. And he said, oh, if you're ever in Taiwan, you know, check me up and see if we can do something. Well, 6 months later, I called him up. I said, look, I'm thinking of moving to Taiwan. And he gave me a contact of a radio station, and I was hired over the phone. Well, here in Taiwan, my main job is hosting a jazz show on Central Radio Monday to Friday, 2 hours every night, as well as freelancing. And I host the Happy Station Show, which this year marks the 82nd anniversary. Next year will be 83 years the show's on the air. Initially, when I revived the Happy Station Show, which is not a radio station, it's a show. That's the original name of the show that first aired on PCJ, Philips Radio in the 1920s, 30s, early 40s. And then after the Second World War on Radio Netherlands until the mid-1990s. You know, the nice thing about doing shows for an international audience is that you actually have a lot more freedom, and you could do a lot of things that you can't really do on commercial radio or local radio. If I look at this week's show, playing Bert Klemfert and James Last, but then, you know, I play like a hard rock band.
So is that a really eclectic mix? Is that what made you think about bringing Ukrainian content to the airwaves?
Well, when I came up with the idea for PCJ, it was just to have a platform to distribute the show on. And when I was looking for content, I remembered yours, and I remember thinking, you know what? There isn't anything else like it out there. Okay, sure, there's Radio Ukraine International, but that's mainly it's only 30 minutes, and it's mainly news. And it's mainly very serious, serious, dreary cultural items from Ukraine. Nothing happy, nothing silly. And I remember you played polkas, right? The polka thing. Who could I contact? Well, contact Paulette, you know? And that was basically it. So I thought, well, you know what? The show is interesting. And when I started PCJ Radio, I wanted to have programming that was international in the sense that somebody listening to the music, it doesn't matter if they're, let's say, in Vancouver where you are. It doesn't matter if they're in Taiwan where I am. It doesn't matter if they're in Mumbai, India, or Swaziland, Natal in South Africa, or in Botswana. They could still listen to it and enjoy it because it's unusual and exotic. That was the main reason behind it. And I remember saying to you many years ago, when I was teaching you the studio at AM 1320, when your show was only 30 minutes, I always just say to you, God, I really love the music.
You did.
The music's fun. Mm-hmm. The music is mm-hmm. fun, you know? And to me, that's what it's about. It's bubbly, and you could be silly, and you sound like you enjoy doing the show. Which, you know what? The audience is very smart. If they know that you're enjoying doing the show, even if you're having a very bad day, they will enjoy it.
Well, it is a lot of fun. I mean, I can't think of anything that really is more fun than radio. Where exactly is Nash Holos being broadcast around the world on PCJ Media?
28 stations officially that are part of our partner list. The actual number is higher because on the website I said, you know, if you're a broadcaster and you're looking for content, the material at pcjmedia.com is yours and it's available free of charge. Some stations do the courtesy of letting me know, but quite often they don't.
Wow.
You know.
And these are FM, AM, shortwave, or a combination?
Well, it depends on the market. For New Zealand, we're on World FM, and that, of course, that's an FM station. We're on in Kenya. With that station, we have a special arrangement because their internet is extremely unstable, so I physically have to mail them tapes. That station is also, it's FM in the capital, Nairobi, but for the rest of Kenya, it's on shortwave. And the signal that they're putting out also reaches some of the bordering countries, as far down as South Africa that I've heard. South Hearts in the UK, that is on FM, on some different frequencies. And then, of course, Radio Miami International. Radio Miami International is based in Miami, but they don't. Their main target audience is the Caribbean and Latin America, and they do have some hours that they do beam towards North America. And, you know, I know right now a lot of people will be saying, oh, shortwave, that's like so old technology, so Cold War. But people would be very surprised to know how many people every week listen to shortwave radio. The number from the BBC statistics is in the millions. And as for the hits, actually, for the website, all of a sudden, a few weeks ago, I started to get these massive hits from people in the Ukraine.
That is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I told you about it, right? And, you know, right now I'm looking at the statistics chart, and it shows the two top countries are number one, Ukraine, number two, the Netherlands, Canada, South Africa, Singapore, Australia, Japan.
And these are
for PCJ and actual like clicks on Nash Holos. People in the Ukraine are doing Google searches for Ukrainian Radio Canada and being linked to PCJ through Google, you know. But the best place is actually that you can hear the show, which is the direct feed that we use when we send the shows out. You would hear the exact same feed that we would be sending to any radio station that wants to pick it up just by going at pcjmedia.com.
Okay, gotcha. So it's live radio.
Yeah. The feed is going out live. It cannot be downloaded. It cannot be stopped. It just continues.
Okay. Very much like when somebody in Vancouver tunes into AM 1320 at 6 p.m. on Sundays.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. So, of course, as I said, you don't stop. And I'm going to give a shameless little plug here for a program that we do together. And that is Media Network Plus, which just debuted last month.
That's right. That show started because there was a show at Radio Netherlands for many years called Media Network, and we actually started streaming some of the classic editions of the original show. And when we started doing that, I had a few listeners writing me, and they said, well, if you're running the classic editions, why don't you come back and do new versions of the show? And I thought, okay, great. You know, I don't have much time the way it is. But I thought, I do have the time to put together a one-hour special a month, and we'll call it Media Network Plus, looking at different aspects of the media, in new technology, historical things, what's going on in radio today, what's going on in what happened in radio in the past, and stuff like that. And then I thought, well, you know what? I'm already doing the Happy Station show. The last thing I want is to have people say, PCJ Radio, the voice of Keith Parent, you know? So I thought, you know, I'm going to ask Paulette McCrory to host. And that was basically it. And, you know, it's kind of odd because you're in Vancouver, I'm here in Taiwan, but we record the show as if we're in the same studio.
Right.
And I've had, like, after we did the first one, a listener wrote me in and he said, I can't believe that you guys are in totally different opposite part of the world. You're in the evening, she's in the morning, but it sounds like you're together.
The wonders of modern technology.
The wonders of modern technology. My reply back to him was, I said, well, physically I'm there, but mentally I'm probably somewhere else.
Gee, thanks, Keith.
Well, no, I don't.
I know what you meant. And you always mean well. Well, thanks so much for talking with us here on Nash Holos. Thanks very much.
You know, Paulette, I really think you should do a party polka blast on Nash Holos. And you can make it, you know, like a James Last nonstop dancing record, you know.
Well, listen, Keith, I just might take you up on that. Thanks again so much for joining us here on Nosh Holos, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And I was speaking with Keith Perron of PCJ Radio, host of the Happy Station Show and many others, and of course the syndication host here at Nosh Holos. You can find out more about Keith and the PCJ lineup of programs, including Nosh Holos, the international edition, at the PCJ Radio website, which is pcjmedia.com.